This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the newly sworn-in member of Congress from New York, she's gotten all kinds of attention since her upset win in the Democratic primaries last summer. Most of that attention has been political or misogynist or some combination of both. But she said something to Business Insider the other day that struck my economic journalist's ear. AOC, as she's known, is a progressive, and she's got big progressive ideas. And those ideas, just like big conservative ideas, have to be paid for somehow. And what she said was that she thinks something called modern monetary theory, MMT for the in crowd, quote, should be a larger part of our conversation. We took that as an invitation to do an explainer.
I've done it hundreds of times, but in 3 to 5 minutes, it's a fun challenge.
Stephanie Kelton is almost universally acknowledged to be the person to talk to about MMT. In addition to working for the Dems on the Senate Budget Committee, she was an advisor to the Bernie Sanders campaign in 2016 as well. And I know that any discussion that puts the words monetary and theory in close proximity is a recipe for radio disaster, which is why I asked Stephanie Kelton to keep it to 30 seconds.
Well, if you're getting the 30-second version, I'll just tell you that maybe for most people, in the simplest possible terms, it's an approach to economics and to understanding the way that a modern economy works. So what it really means is the U.S. government is the issuer of the U.S. dollar. And so the federal government doesn't have to operate its budget like a household does.
To be clear, you are not going to get economists telling you governments should run their budgets like a household. What Kelton is saying here is that because the federal government controls how many dollars are out there and can literally, at the push of a button, create more dollars, it shouldn't worry about balancing the money coming in, that is taxes, with the money going out to pay for government programs.
If you control your own currency and you have bills that are coming due, it means you can always pay the bills on time. Mm-hmm. You can never go broke. You can never be forced into bankruptcy. You're nothing like a household.
There is a thing, though, that you got to bear in mind, all that fresh money being created every time you need to pay the bills, inflation, right?
Inflation could really become a problem, and that's a legitimate concern and one that we care very much about. Congress could get on a tear and start passing all kinds of ambitious new bills, funding programs, and outstrip the capacity of the economy to keep up. If it doesn't offset some of that spending by raising taxes or reducing spending in some other part of the budget, it might put too much money into the economy and end up causing inflation.
But, says Kelton and modern monetary theory, what Congress giveth, Congress can also taketh away.
So taxes are really a release valve.
All right, so this is the place where I say, I hear you. You're kind of keeping up, but this stuff, Kai, is dense. I got it. So think about a bathroom sink, okay? You got a faucet, you got a drain, standard bathroom sink. Now bear with me here for a minute. Think of the government and its ability to create money whenever it needs to as the faucet. And that bucket area of the sink, where the water goes, as the economy. And remember that the government controls how much money, that is water, is flowing into the economy, the sink.
The government is creating money to fund programs.
Government needs a couple of billion dollars to pay farm subsidies? Turn the water on. $1 trillion to build a new interstate? Crank that faucet wider.
And so as those dollars reach the economy, they begin to fill up that bucket. And what you want to do is, you know, be very mindful about how full that bucket is getting, because if you overflow the bucket, you're going to get an inflation problem.
Inflation is where the sink overflows.
And if you start to see the water level rising too high and the inflation begins to increase, you can slow the flow of dollars coming into that bucket. That means the government then has to start slowing its rate of spending. Or you can open up the drain and let some of those dollars out of the economy. And that's what we do when we collect taxes. We remove some of those dollars from the economy, and that helps to keep that water balance just right, full employment without inflation.
Maybe what we ought to do is back up here for a second and review how this stuff works now. The people thinking big picture about the economy and keeping that water level steady, Chairman Jay Powell and the gang at the Federal Reserve.
As always, our decisions on monetary policy will be designed to keep the economy on track in light of the changing outlook for jobs and inflation.
Sarah Binder is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. She's also a professor of political science at George Washington University.
Monetary policy affects the supply of money in the economy, how much money is out there. And monetary policy sets interest rates, the cost to borrow money for individuals, businesses, even banks.
The Fed uses monetary policy to keep that sink we're talking about from getting too empty or too full. The MMT folks, they want Congress to be doing that using fiscal policy.
Fiscal policy boils down to government spending and taxing decisions.
If the MMT crowd was in charge, the Fed would just take a step back, put interest rates real, real low, and leave them there. The catch with this whole thing, of course, sidelining the Fed and controlling inflation with fiscal policy, that is taxes, well, the challenge is political reality. Here's political scientist Sarah Binder one more time.
The making of fiscal policy, it's never neat and tidy. It's not efficient. It has to reflect the interests of different communities across the country, but also has to reflect what the parties want, and then at some level, what's in the nation's interest. So the political constraints on members makes it harder to use fiscal policy and to use tax policy seamlessly.
Or more plainly, depending on Congress to make MMT work is aspirational, shall we say. And that brings me back to my conversation with Stephanie Kelton. Last question, and then I'll let you go. Do you believe the political atmosphere in this country right now would let any of that happen?
Well, that's tough. Democrats and Republicans don't seem to want to pass legislation of any kind. So I guess I'm not that hopeful in the current climate that we're going to do much more.
We ought to be clear here. It's not that just because the government can print its own money, the debt doesn't matter, or that it's okay for Congress to go crazy funding every whim that it has. MMT, just like Stephanie Kelton said at the beginning, is simply another way to think about all of this stuff. I got to tell you, this is one of those stories where visuals are really going to help. We did a schematic of that sync thing we were talking about. It's online at marketplace.org.